Okay, first question for Cam. We'll go down in Port's line. Go ahead, Port.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Cam. I think, is it fair to say you guys are going to go to sleep tonight thinking about the chances you had and weren't able to convert?
Yeah, I'm probably. I mean, you know, we had a lot of chances. Just one of those nights where, you know, we just couldn't bury for whatever reason. But I thought we played a pretty decent game. I mean, Bob made some good saves. But, yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of chances we all need to bury, myself included.
Do you think you caught Foligno by surprise with that pass across the goal mouth? Did you dare bring it up to him after? Have you talked to him about it yet?
No, I mean, I'm not really sure. That was the right play, and I passed it pretty hard, but no, I don't know. You have to ask him.
Yeah, thanks.
Next, we'll go to Jacob Myers. Go ahead, Jacob.
Cam, in the second period there, you ended the first period pretty strong, come out with that power play, wasn't clicking, and then obviously that penalty kill at the end of the period was pretty strong, but the one chance they get, they bury. Are those, in a game like this, are those just the moments that kind of make or break a game like this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, even, first of all, I don't think that was a penalty. If they're going to call that, there's a play on Bjorkstrand where they give Vetrano breakaway. It's the same thing. Yeah, we'd like to kill that one off. We got to get in the shot lane. I think that's the most important thing. But, you know, even in between periods, we told each other that there's plenty of time left, especially the way that we thought we were playing, getting chances. So, yeah.
Would you make it the way Corpy played tonight? He kind of held you guys in there for a while.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, he, you know, he's the reason why. You know, he gave us an opportunity to win that game. You know, it could have been 4-0, you know. But he made some great saves, gave us a lot of confidence, and we got to help him out by scoring some goals.
Next, we'll go to Dave Metzold. Go ahead, Metzi.
Cam, I know one of the things you guys have been trying to do is play a little bit faster. How much of your pace tonight was responsible for creating a lot of those chances that you had?
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job at, you know, one of the points was neutral zone and just being in the right position to create turnovers and playing north quick. And, you know, I thought we did that. We were supporting each other and, you know, pretty decent on the forecheck. But especially holding on to pucks and wanting the puck and trying to make plays, I think that's the biggest difference. And, you know, we keep getting those chances we're going to bury. So I thought we played a decent game.
And what did you like about you, Boone, and Nick being together? That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, you know, I like playing with those guys. You know what to expect out of them. They're they play hard. They get on the forecheck and create space for me. And, you know, Boone did a really good job at supporting me, breaking out of the zone and through the middle. You know, it's, you know, Boone and I have some pretty good chemistry, and obviously Nick as well. We had a lot of chances to score, so. The onus is on us, and we just have to bear down a little bit better.
Thanks, Cam.
Yep.
Great. Do we have anything else for Cam? Mark Scheig. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks, Todd. Cam, just biggest crowd of your season so far. Did tonight feel a lot more normal to you, just, you know, hearing the crowd and other things like that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we knew that there's going to be a little bit more fans in the building, which is always nice. Slowly but surely getting back to normalcy, but yeah, we love having the fans in the building. They give us a lot of energy, and yeah.